Iterable Objects, a Motherboard Fig, written by Orshata, and read by
Ella as Art,
Nonny as 3,
and Wilfriede 0815 as the narrator. 2 cycles into our continued trajectory away from the colony, Perihelion taps me in the feed and asks,
"Do you have sufficient visual inputs for your ongoing spatial processing?"
I'm startled, as Perihelion has up until this point made what felt like a significant effort to not speak to or acknowledge me without an accompanying threat. I instinctively run a diagnostic.
"This unit is functioning with 92.4% performance reliability."
92.4% is suboptimal baseline reliability outside of active hostile engagement. This is suboptimal. Enough has happened in the last 53 hours that there are multiple unmitigated system inefficiencies, currently irreparable, which could explain the sustained drop in performance reliability. Under normal protocol, this is a point at which Barish Estranza would require SEC units deployed under the Explorer Task Group designation to confer and make a determination to either redistribute resources along mission parameters and objectives, or jettison units as necessary. But I am no longer with Barish Estranza. I do not have an active governor module. I do not have an assigned task group, mission parameters, or objectives. Instead, I am aboard the Perihelion, research vessel for the Penn System University of Mihira and New Tideland. The Perihelion has very few protocols. They are...
1. Do not attempt in any way to harm any part of the transport or any member of its crew. 2. Or else.
I have already agreed to both. In the feed, said transport looms closer. It says...
"That is not what I asked. Are you receiving sufficient visual inputs for your continued spatial processing?"
I run a surface level, and then a thorough visual diagnostic.
"My ocular cameras were undamaged in the retrieval mission."
There is no other way to describe this other than to know that all at once it is apparent Perihelion has become distinctly impatient. It is very big and very close as it says,
"At the completion of Flame B01, you were left with only 2 functioning drones. With my primary, secondary, tertiary, and quaternary resources prioritized to decontamination, rehabilitation, and repair of my crew, I have been unable to generate new drones for you. My familiarity with SEC unit performance is limited to standardized schematics from 8 major manufacturers authorized to operate in the corporation realm. However, the suggested minimum drones inputs for baseline functionality across models is at least 12. A minimum of 7 in cloud formation and 5 additional medium to long-range security models, which do not need to be identical specification, but must also provide synchronized real-time video relay and recording."
I'm aware of my own manual. I reply,
"That is correct."
It continues,
"You have extended your remaining drones beyond their standard manufacturer settings distance limit, which I have calculated requires an additional 17% allotted processing power per drone to boost signal and compensate for both lag and decay."
I am also aware of my own inefficiencies. I say,
"That is correct."
It says,
"They are both beginning to fail."
I start to understand why Murderbot 2.0 had renamed this transport. I say,
"I know."
Perihelion suddenly begins closing the connection hatch of the corridor I am in. I recall my forward drone before it is caught in the doors. It says,
"You have not stopped your Alpha 14. Continue circuit patterning since your arrival."
There are no tools in my hand, no helmet to wear, no task group to hail in the feed. 1.0 is still undergoing decontamination. There are no resources to redistribute. 2.0 is gone. There is no one with which to confer. I am alone. I must determine the correct course of action for myself. Not once, in 44 consecutive missions, had we ever chosen to jettison. I decide to surrender.
"I can stop."
"That is unnecessary."
"I do not intend to agitate your crew."
"My crew barely notices you're here."
Pause. I want to move.
"You are distressed."
"This circuit is my function."
Its response is almost gentle.
"And you would perform it better with additional visual inputs."
I'm quiet for 1.13 seconds as I allow my organic material to swallow in order to attempt to alleviate what feels like an obstruction in my throat.
Yes.
The perihelion sends me a packet through the feed, which I review carefully, once, and then again, and again. I stop myself from asking to confirm that this was intentional. The perihelion is deliberate in everything it does. I apply the packet. All at once, the world opens. I pull my shoulder drones in closer. Through the high-resolution feed-enhanced onboard ship cameras, I can see Rati in the galley lounge with his head in one hand and food in the other. Iris paces back and forth along the hallway of the crew's quarters, talking to her fathers on a small visual feed. Tiago and Arada exchange quick words with each other outside the medical wing doors, while Katie passes them, heading in. Their vital signs are agitated, but stable. There are 23 new, continuous, perfectly synchronized, real-time video relays, each annotated with the visible crew standard biofeed signatures, all along my circuit path. I do not have permissions to rotate or record a single one. It does not even matter. Every compartment in my view is clear and secure. Every human I can see is safe and well. For 30.518 seconds, I monitor all of them at once. Perihelion shifts closer in the feed, a beam of bright light in a dim place. It asks,
"What is your performance reliability now?"
I run a diagnostic. I feel a little breathless as I say,
"This unit is functioning with 96.1% performance reliability."
I have never improved so much so quickly without the aid of a cubicle.
"Good,"
it says, pleased. It reopens the hatch doors. I see them open with both my drones. I see them open from the other side of the corridor, too.
"You may continue."
I restart circuit pattern Alpha 14 and walk in silence with perihelion brightened beaming over my shoulder until I cannot stop myself from asking,
"Is there a specific security concern for which I have been granted wider access?"
Perihelion replies, with a tone as if I have said something inane,
"No, as you said, this is simply your function."
And it is. But then it says, almost tentatively,
"You helped design and successfully execute retrieval plan B01. SEC unit is here on board because of you."
And it is. I don't know what to say. Perihelion continues,
"When the SEC unit is here, it uses my drone's camera feeds for visual and spatial orientation purposes. It occurred to me that you might require the same."
In the feed, I reach out and tap perihelion to acknowledge. With precise care that I had not expected, it taps me back.
"Besides,"
it says,
"2.0 would be mad if I did not afford you a similar cutscene."
For a brief moment, I look up at perihelion's camera and watch as I smile at it, at myself.
"That is correct."
The end.